Vanderpump Rules to Vegas and everywhere in between, it's time to party with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
What's up, everyone? Getting back into some shenanigans in the studio. We are up in LA for the day. It is Brock and I's anniversary. And also joining us, because I feel like I haven't seen you in so long.
So long.
Jamie Lynn, how are you?
Hi, everyone. I'm great. I'm happy to be here on your anniversary because I feel like I'm the third part of your little relationship.
A couple months ago, I would have said this is a throuple, but we've all known where throuple conversations go. So.
I'm just the third wheel.
I'm the
official third wheel.
Yes.
We do dinners. We hang out.
Yeah.
We've got a few third wheels in our group, in Shana's group.
We do.
Who else is on my territory here?
Max.
You got it. Yeah.
Yeah. Oddly, Max.
Yeah, Max is a good third wheel. Huh? He's taking us on some good dates.
Yeah.
Is that more like San Diego situations?
Yeah, probably.
Usually, yeah.
Now you come out.
So I'll be your like LA side piece.
Yeah, perfect.
Your plus one comes along. Brett comes along sometimes. He's your like plus one.
Yeah.
That's true too.
But tonight for dinner, don't worry, we have Nima's coming to dinner with us. Raquel, I don't know if James is able to make it. And then Jesse Montana.
Fun. And Sir is open again.
Yes, I know. I'm so excited. We're going to eat at Sir tonight. This is the longest, I said, in 10 years, I haven't had a Sir meal. And I'm really excited.
What are you going to get?
Definitely getting pasta, but I think what I'm going to do is mix, because you know it, sir, it's all about the pasta. I'm going to mix my two favorite pastas together and do the angel hair, which is the one the fight was actually about, but the Sicilian pasta has blackened chicken, so, sorry, Jamie, I'm going to add the blackened chicken to the angel hair pasta, and it's going to be so good.
I don't even want to ask how did the pasta thing start, but what am I missing here? Just put it in a quick one for me.
So everyone thinks that pasta is a code word for drugs.
Perfect.
Which it's not. But they just couldn't wrap their head around how Lala and James and Raquel, like there was this huge fight over eating someone's pasta. They're like, so she did her drug, like her drugs.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And it was like, no, she really ate Raquel's pasta. Like Raquel got up to, I don't know, take photos, go to the bathroom or whatever. And when she came back, Lala ate her pasta. So it was like this whole thing where James and Lala are fighting and he's like, it's not about the pasta. It was more like the principle of it. Like, do you remember, honey, when you left the fridge unplugged and the pizza and everything in there wasn't frozen? And
yes.
I was like, it's not about the pizza. Prime example. It was not okay. About the pizza. It was the fact that you left. And so he was like, it's not about the pasta. It's what you did. And it was just the whole thing. But
that's funny.
Nobody believes it's the pasta. I'm like, but have you had the angel hair?
We'll find out. Okay, that's cool. Good reference, because I've heard that one a few times.
Yes. So I'm excited to go to Sir tonight and eat some pasta.
I don't know what I'm going to get.
It's been a while.
I think there's one salad I can modify to make it vegan. That arugula
one, you just get it without the cheese. Mm-hmm.
Sounds exciting.
Yes. So we're kind of doing a drinking and podcasting episode. Jamie's doing the drinking and Brock and I are doing the podcasting.
Yeah, I'm just here for the ride.
Yeah.
Just watching
you guys.
Just throttling
at its finest.
So I did ask for some of your questions. I felt like, you know, we got a lot of the same questions as we did last week. And if you haven't listened to last week's episode, go and listen to that and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. A lot of asking about how Brittany and Jax's gender reveal was, if we're getting engaged, married, babies, all of the same things. People just really want to know that. We answered most of this on our last podcast episode. So I'm going to send you back to listen to that if you had any questions about marriage or babies. And I'm going to keep reading through these as we go on with the discussion to see if any more pop
babies,
up that
babies
aren't
is a thing,
baby
isn't it?
Related. Yeah, we're going to have babies. And you know what? When it's that time, you guys will know it. I'm an open book. I talk about everything. It's not like I like keeping things in, you know, the good, the bad, all of it. I talk about it. So when it's baby time, when I get engaged, trust me, you guys will know.
Yeah, trust me, you guys will know about the engagement.
Yes.
So you sent me a post, which I thought was really awesome, that girl who was like, stop asking me when am I having babies.
Oh my gosh. It was really good.
Are you able to pull that up real quick? Sorry to just spring that on you.
No, I've been wanting to post it.
So good.
I was just waiting until after our anniversary because I didn't want it to get lost with everything else that I've been posting. But it was just worded really well. Because, you know, there's a lot of women who struggle with infertility who maybe have been trying for years to get pregnant and can't. And I even noticed this at the gender reveal. It's like, because Katie's part of their pregnancy pact. And people were like, well, Katie, when are you having babies? What if they've been trying?
Exactly.
Like, you don't know. You don't know what someone's struggles are. You don't.
And it's never intended as like a mean question. It's people trying to show interest in your life. But I think people just don't realize that in certain situations, it can be really hurtful to the person you're asking. So if
she
you
said,
read that.
To some, it's just a simple question you ask to your friends and family. But to others, it's so much more than that. It's feelings of hurt, frustration, fear, anxiety. And honestly, it just makes most people uncomfortable when you ask them. There are many reasons why they may not be pregnant. Did you know 1 in 4 pregnancies end in miscarriage? Like, obviously, we all know that. Did you know 1 in 8 couples struggle with infertility? It may not be their time yet. Some women don't want to have babies. Like, you know, Tom and Ariana have been very vocal that they don't want kids. Mm-hmm. And then people still are constantly asking Ariana, well, now that all your friends are pregnant, it's like, they aren't even her friends. You know, like, just because we're on a television show together, we're not all friends. We are co-stars. We are co-workers. Ariana and I think more than anyone on the show, have the biggest group of friends outside of the show. Whereas, you know, some of the other girls are more cliquey and their closest friends are on the show. But other than Ariana and I, all of our college and high school friends aren't on, like you, Jamie. Mm-hmm. You're literally the closest person in my life. And you try to stand up for me a couple seasons ago.
Wait, go on that one.
Oh, my God. And you know what I bet I could find is the text that Schwartz sent me that night. We should bring that back. We should read it. It was a good one.
Okay, wait. Let's tell Brock what happened. Okay. The things that Schwartz said
we just bounced around
blow your mind. We did. So what?
We went from a deep message to wait, hold up. So let's finish the deep message real quick because I think it's a very appropriate time.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That it's just not their time yet. And some women don't want to have babies. That was the majority of it. And then she just ended it with, so coming from someone who has experienced a miscarriage and is struggling with infertility, please stop asking the damn question. If you're concerned when or if your family member or friend is going to be starting a family, think about them. And if you're the praying type, lift them up. So
that's cool.
That was pretty much it. She was just stating facts and just saying, you know, like, you don't know what someone's going through. You don't know if they want kids. You don't know.
I think that's a good...
So stop asking.
That's it. That's like a lesson just with everything, though. You don't know what anyone's going through. Mm-hmm. So even though you might think you're having a good day or a bad day, you know, you don't need to wreck somebody else's day because they might be having a worse day. So I think that's... You got to take that through life, though, babe.
Yes.
If we can go on a slight tangent before we talk about that, whatever season that
drinking
was.
Drinking and podcasting episodes are all over, so go for it.
So I read something that was really, really poignant, and it was like... There was this man on the subway in New York and he had 2 children with him and the children were acting up and just being like really, really unruly. And this one person was super annoyed with the kids and they were like, can you control your children? And just judging him and thinking he's a terrible father and he doesn't care, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm going to say?
I will piggyback on this story. Okay. Yeah.
And he goes, I'm so sorry. We just left their mother's funeral. Can you imagine? So it's like, that's just, you don't ever know what people are going through.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a time that I was an asshole and tweeted from an airplane, like a joke. And I was like, God, I wish there were like adult only airplanes, like this kid screaming in the back, like blah, blah, blah. And then so many people are like, what if that child has Asperger's? What if that child this? What if that child that? And I was like, okay, solid point. You put me in my place in another situation. This was not a crying baby. This was literally a toddler having a fit. I was like, just say you'll take him to Disneyland. Oh my God, this whole plane. Like, just say yes, you can go to Disneyland. Deal with it when you're not on the plane. Mm-hmm. But I was like, it just made me think so differently. And this was like 4 years ago. Every other time I've been on an airplane or in a situation when there's a kid having a fit or something, I'm like, they could have some type of disorder where you don't know. And sometimes it takes, you know, being called out to realize that because I never saw it that way. And I was like, I didn't even know what Asperger's was. And then I looked it up and I was like, you don't know.
You never know. And and it's like just having those thoughts as being human, you know, just like, oh my gosh, this is so annoying. I want it to stop. It takes that extra step to actually be like, you know what? We don't actually know what that parent is going through or what the actual situation is. And being upset isn't going to make the kid stop crying.
No.
So you have to change your attitude, you know?
Yeah.
You guys are so, like, aware of all substances, of all situations until it comes to your guys' selves. This is ridiculous sometimes. Like, you're so aware of, like, humbling and, like, oh, all forgiven. But then when you go into, like, your personal relationships, You guys, the arguments are so funny to watch.
Well, no.
Listen to that.
I disagree. Because when we're talking about our personal situations, we know those people.
Okay.
Yes. It's not like you don't know what's going on with that person.
And sometimes there aren't two sides. There's the right side and your wrong side. Okay?
All right.
So we don't know. Whatever. Let's not go there. I've agreed to not talk about this. We're moving on. So to go back to season six.
Yes, tell me.
This was a night, it was Peter and Carter, I think, because their birthdays are around each other. It was like in June, which is, I know, because I just found this text very easily. I screenshot it, and sometimes I'll just send it to Schwartz on a rainy day. I'm like, remember, go back Thursday. So,
remember when you had the pair? Is that what it was for?
So I was really upset at this party. I went with Lala, ironically, and her and Katie, that was like the day they like made up and became friends. And I was really upset because I was like thinking that Katie was just doing this because she got a lot of shit for how she treated her the season before. Ariana and I have been her real friend. And Katie's only acting this way because she wants people to like her.
Yeah.
And so I was like calling bullshit. I'm like, this is fake. Like, da 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 da. And then like no one had my back. I'm like calling Katie like crocodile tears, this and that. Then Schwartz, for the first time ever, decides to stand up for his wife against me because he's always taken my side in a fight, which I don't agree with.
Oh, wait, this is bootleg Kardashian?
Yes. Okay. So Schwartz comes in. He starts yelling at me. He's like, you're a bootleg Kardashian. And I was like, I'll take it. I mean, yes, I cop, but currently, right now, I will copy any hairstyle or style they do because I'm like, if it looks good on them, we got a similar vibe. It might look good on me.
You got a similar vibe.
You know?
No, when he crossed the line, because that's like kind of a compliment. I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
But then he said, the only thing interesting about you, Sheena, is your divorce.
Wait, I'll read the, that was in the text.
Okay.
So as Schwartz and Katie and Lala are all like screaming my head off, and you know, it's always on this show, which I think you're coming to learn, it's me against everyone else. And so no one ever has my back. No one ever stands up for me. I fight my own battles and I'm fine with that. But that night I had Jersey with me and Jamie like butts in and starts going off on Lala. And then production was like, like, you're not mic'd. Like, we're not picking up your audio. Like, it was like,
get the woman mic'd, bro.
I thought they were done filming at that point. And I didn't even come with you. Kristen had invited me. And then you're like, oh my God, what are you doing here? You know?
And I was so happy she was there because I was like, oh, support, friend.
And Lala has the nerve to say to me, stand down. And I'm like, well, she's standing. Right? And then Katie comes over. Who the fuck are you? And I'm like, who are you?
Bounce.
It was a whole thing. But so then that night, as if calling me a bootleg Kardashian wasn't enough, Tom Schwartz sends me a text. He goes, Sheena, you have a load of fucking audacity to call anyone fake on this show. You are a veneer of a human. Fake on the inside, fake on the outside. Lost in your pursuit of fame. If you didn't smoke weed and make bomb-ass enchiladas, you would completely suck altogether.
That's such I don't know Tom that well, but like from looking at him, that's such like a Tom like insult, abusive text.
But then when he goes,
cushion it a little bit.
Yeah, I'm a makeout slut and I'm sloppy, but I'm real. You're a vapid fame vampire thirsty for social media attention and validation. The human selfie. He goes, most real thing you'll ever read. Oh, also, you do love your family a lot, so that's awesome. Nails gotta go though. He just like kept sending me more texts.
That's the best.
He's been bottling that up since he's like years, right?
And then he keeps going. Then he sends me another one. Sorry to be a dick. And then he sends me another one. It just has to happen sometimes. I need a wake-up call from being a sloppy drunk douche. You need it from being a self-image obsessed social media monster.
Well done, Tom.
Smoke a joint, reread this, let it sink in. Thank me later. I was like,
that's funny.
But sometimes, like, I just think it's so funny. Like,
you
just it's like
send it to him.
The only message I've ever gotten that's like really like funny and like trying to be hurtful, right. But like funny.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'll just like randomly send it to him. I'm like TBT. But
that makes sense.
You should post that.
Yeah.
On a Throwback Thursday.
Right? That was a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't need to post some people's messages everywhere.
No, but
our messages are posted on national television.
Oh, yeah, but they're edited, remember?
Obviously, like, in good fun, not
because
she's trying to be, like, fuck you.
Sure. Yeah, no, this was funny.
I've always seen him, and he's always just kind, nice, always.
Yeah.
Never, so that's pretty funny.
He's, like, the one person I've never really officially met. It's really bizarre.
I've never, like, officially met him, but, like, met him. That's about it.
Yeah, cool. You guys have never
we haven't really hung out really, because it's always just like just different cliques, different groups, which is fine. I get it.
But
I'm new to the whole situation.
I thought that message was so funny that I've saved it, because that's the only time Schwartz and I have ever even like had like a disagreement. Mm-hmm. We've always been super cool. Okay, Jess_Rack wants to know, what was the surprise for your anniversary Brock teased about on the last podcast? So it was supposed to be a hot air balloon, but we weren't able to do that this week. So that's what it was that he was teasing.
I thought I nailed it. I thought I was like, you know what? You've got this, Brocky, in the bag.
And you did. And if it would have worked out, that would have been awesome. It's on my bucket list. We weren't able to.
The winds were too high or something I was reading. Yeah.
So they just said that, you know, we weren't able to do that this week. So instead, they did a picnic. Well, not they. Brock did a picnic that he coordinated through the hotel on the golf course. Like, literally in the middle of...
On the one. On the end of the line. And it was in the valley. We were trying to go either in the valley or up on 1314 that overlooks the whole... So high or low. You can go at the top or the bottom. We couldn't get up to the 1314 with like meal and all or food and all that, so they said we have to stay on the one. So,
but it was beautiful. It was sunset, I've never had a picnic.
Yeah,
it was just the cutest thing. It's like
you had your very own bachelor one-on-one date.
I really did.
I still haven't watched that show, so no. She had a date with Brock.
We're watching it in a couple weeks. Yeah, Chasen
was on it. Obviously, this bachelorette was a bit of a crazy one, right?
I don't think she's a bit of a crazy one. I think she
found love in 3 weeks. Is that a thing?
Well, you want to talk about that?
Well, no, we developed our relationship. I didn't leave you didn't leave an opportunity of a lifetime to go pursue love.
Not the opportunity of a lifetime, but I stopped talking to someone else because I knew I wanted you. Honey, she is the bachelorette.
So she left the show, right? That's still a big commitment,
I'm going to reserve judgment until we see it.
We'll see what
happens. Because on one hand, I'm like, you know what? That's like a boss move. But let's see how it plays out before I...
I'm excited for it. First of all, because I watched Claire on Juan Pablo's season. She was such a boss at the end when she, like, he said he didn't want to, like, be with her. And I was like, I don't want to be with you. Whatever it was, I just remember seeing that. And she was a total bitch. And it was like, yeah, that's what he deserved. Because he was just like, ugh. And, like, with
he was
Andy
in it
and...
To be in it.
I've heard bad things about him. I haven't seen that
so season. I remember... loving her at the finale that season. And then she was on Winter Games and she started dating someone and then that didn't work out. And she's, I think, in her late 30s, you know, like she really wants love and she's there, as they say, for the right reasons.
Yeah, okay.
And that's what I love, because all these 21-year-old girls coming on being like, I want to get married and have kids. It's like, you're 21.
And honestly, leaving early proves that.
Exactly.
Well, she's done. Like,
why is she going to stay around?
I'll keep my mouth shut.
Because that's not fair to the other guys who are then developing stronger feelings as she's going on more dates with them when her heart's already somewhere else. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well done.
And I do think you can fall in love in 3 weeks. And I do think in that situation, it's like COVID. You know, in quarantine, it's a fast forward.
Damn right, it's a fast forward.
Someone commented on our picture today and they're like, it's only been a year. I'm like, I know, right?
We've done a lot.
It feels like it's been a lot longer. Okay. Oh, a lot of the same questions, y'all. I want like interesting, like.
Best days we had so far, apart from picnic. Picnic, going back on picnic, just for everyone out there. Buy yourself a picnic basket. There's one that has like the cooler on the left and you can put
insulation
on the left hand side of the basket. It opens up. You got all your cutlery in there. That's like, I'm going to order one. I didn't just order. I will order one on Amazon and keep that in the bag, because that's a good little trick. Like, it's better than going to a restaurant, and it was enjoyable. Plus, a little fun fact, if you buy flowers the day before, then you can recycle the same flowers and use the petals and throw them everywhere, which is
a
little 2-for-1 offer there. I also didn't buy those flowers either, but babe.
No, it was funny.
You got 12 in front of you right now.
I got to the hotel first. He was at work, and then he meets me at the hotel and he's like, do you see the flowers I got you? And I go, the card said they were from Aaron.
Like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, she had set it up. She's like, Brock, why didn't you tell me? I would have put your name on the card.
That's so good.
And I also have some beautiful flowers here that Narod got me at Action Park Media. So thank
pretty.
You for my flowers.
What we got on there, honey? Yes. What questions we got?
Well, wait, I can answer what our best date was. I think it was when we all went to... to Born and Raised. We had that outdoor dining experience, and they came over to our table and they made the drinks. And
yeah,
that was a really nice date.
That
Thank
was
you
a
guys.
Good one.
That's yeah.
Appreciate that one.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
There was one Klepto_Kylie. Oh, do you like to steal things? Of all of your trips together, what place was your favorite? I mean, hands down, Bali.
Yeah, Bali was good. I enjoyed going to New York with you. New York was fun.
We did. So. Brett is there right now, and I was just like looking at his story, and I'm like, I really miss New York.
We were contemplating moving out there.
I know.
For a hot minute.
Because we were thinking he was going to play rugby out there.
But
and
then I've got
move.
My job here. I don't know if I can do it. Mm-hmm. You know, you always have to think of all three of us.
Yeah. Oh. I was like, what are you talking about? My job, I'm out.
I thought you were coming to San Diego with us, and then you go and renew your lease in Irvine.
Yeah, you could have come to SD.
Yeah. Okay. Gosh, kids, married.
I asked a question on my Instagram, and I got an interesting response. We started talking about it earlier, and then we got cut off. Should we
let's go there.
Dive into that?
Also, okay, so Helen Marie G003 wants to know, how do you drink and not wake up hungover? Drink better alcohol, I think. I don't know. I used to get hungover when I drank cheap alcohol.
Did you?
And now, like, if it's like Tito's or Casamigos, like, I haven't been hungover in years. So I don't know.
I just thought that was some weird genetic mutation that
it
you
could
had.
Be. Mexican and Russian.
Because I've never
tequila
seen you
vodka.
Hungover.
I'm
Never.
Not, but also I don't mix sugary things. So if
That's
you drink
smart.
Wine, champagne, sugary shots,
let's get it
don't
in
do
you,
that.
Mate.
That's my answer. Anyways, Jamie,
what
back
your question?
To our discussion.
I have a philosophical question because I don't know the answer. So let's debate it. So my question was, let's say you're in a relationship or you have a former friend or whatever, and you have a falling out, you break up, you're no longer speaking to that person anymore. People say, hey, what happened to so-and-so? Or what happened? Why I don't see you guys together anymore. Now, do you answer honestly? Or let's say that person did something very hurtful to you. Do you protect that person and just say, oh, it didn't work out, and just glaze over it and not be honest? So I can see both sides of this.
No, see, like, I think it depends who's asking the question.
What if
and
it's
how
like
much information they deserve.
That's a fair...
Oh, you've had time to think about that answer.
No, I just, that's what I think. If it's a fan asking me what happened with you and so, my answer would probably be different than if Brett or Jamie asked me, so what really happened with so-and-so?
Okay.
That's totally fair. Let's say it's, and this probably won't apply to most people, but let's say it's on a podcast. It's your podcast, right? And you have to be honest. You're uh-huh. expected to be open and honest, and that's why people are listening. How deep do you get without, like, what's the line where it's like you could either be talking trash about someone or you could just be being honest about something that happened in your
See,
past?
Be better. That's Don't even talk trash.
No, but that's the frustrating thing is because when I am just telling my truth and telling my side of things, then other people take it the wrong way. But this is just my perspective, and I'm telling you what I remember and how things happened.
Right. And I'm almost like, well, if you don't want to know the truth, then don't listen or don't ask. But
yeah.
I want to be honest. But on the other hand, I don't want it to seem like, you know, I'm talking about someone who's not there to possibly defend themselves or to mm-hmm. trash them.
That's,
but I also want to be honest.
Yeah.
So it's like,
I feel
know.
Like kind of split the difference where you can still be honest and say what happened, but you don't have to give the whole truth. Like you don't have to give all the nitty gritty details. You can kind of just give highlights, which is, I think, what I do on my podcast is I give briefs of a story and not all the nitty gritty details because I'm a very detail-oriented person when it comes to telling a story, and I try publicly to not do that. I try to speak more in sound bites. Like, I pretend like I'm in my interviews on the show, and I'm like, just get through the highlighted points, the most important things. You don't need to leave all the gibberish in.
Yeah, but what happens if someone misconstrues what you're trying to say because you're trying to get the highlight points, and it goes, and you know that that goes down that route, and you intentionally say it like that, so you can play the victim at the same time, know that
Not
what
play
you
the victim.
Said,
I would
or
usually
play innocence.
Clear it up after, I think.
I think this is nearly as bad as talking about politics. Like, I think you just give the person, even if they don't deserve it, be the bigger person. And even if it doesn't, if you don't get shone the light on for you to be that bigger person, or no one accepts that, or no one really understands it because you just turned around and said, no, that's great, awesome, move on. Even though you can go ahead, I've got plenty of things to say about somebody. What's the point?
See, but I just like... There's, like, things that Brock will just, like, straight up lie about, and I understand, like, not to me, but, like, his friends will ask him a question, like, something about, like, me personally or whatever, and he'll just lie. And I'm like, well, you didn't have to lie. You could have told him the truth. It's okay. He's like, well, they don't deserve to know that. And I'm like,
no, it's
I can't do that.
And I mean, if you take that same scenario, put it in a courtroom, if you lie, that's illegal. You have to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth, right?
Yeah, like,
so take that outside of the courtroom, put it in society, and now all of a sudden telling the truth is, you're taking the low road?
Well, that's why this is nearly as bad as talking about politics, because you can't have that situation, because if you, okay, I got to tell the truth, but that doesn't happen. And you know if you tell the truth, it's going to hurt somebody's feelings, and so you just leave it.
Whose feelings
but
is it
maybe
hurting?
They shouldn't have done somebody. Something that if it's told, it would hurt their feelings.
So then shouldn't that person...
I think the moral of the story is just be a better person.
Just talk to the person. I think instead of addressing it to the public, be like, hey, look, go into the other person, be like, look, this person's talking about this, and address it with that one person.
I agree with that.
In between that, if people want to talk anything behind it, let them talk, as long as you know. If I'm on the court and the judge asks me the question, and I can look that person in the eye and be very honest with that person, then who cares what the scribe's writing down? Like, that could be interpreted any way.
I think you should always address it with that person first. Let's say you've tried, you've made multiple attempts to address it with the person. It went nowhere or whatever. Then people start asking you what happened. I'm not sure. I think, you know, at some point, if you want to tell your truth, you can.
I think at that point, you just move on because it's not worth it.
Sometimes, yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, I've been in this situation many times.
I feel like people may have really noticed that this is a conversation about that.
Yeah, for sure. And I think what can be frustrating is, especially in my line of work where, you know, we all have public platforms we speak on, sometimes we put something out there and we say something and then the person we're talking about reacts in a completely negative way and goes off the deep end. And I'm like, yo, if you felt that way, why don't you just call me and ask me and be like, I didn't know you were feeling this way. I didn't know this upset you. Like, sorry, can we talk it out? But instead, in our group and in this world, it's like, oh, well, you said something public, so I'm going to say something mm-hmm. public. And then it never gets resolved. And it's like, I was just telling a story about something that hurt me, but now you want to hurt me more. Moving on.
Let us know what you guys think.
Vicky mm-hmm. Atoria wants to know who's the better cook, Brock.
Hands down, baby.
I'm a good cook.
You're getting better at it with your what is it?
My home chef.
Home chef.
Shout out to home chef.
Yeah, pay us.
Help me, I'm poor. I watched Bridesmaids the other day. I was like, oh, that scene is so classic.
I missed it.
Oh my God. Help me, I'm poor.
This is a very American thing where you watch a movie.
Yeah.
You record it in your head and then you could pull any reference from any movie and everyone knows those same references.
Yeah.
How do you not just sit there and watch a movie? Is that why when you watch a movie, you're not actually paying attention? You're just recording it for like one-offs to pull them out?
No.
Because half the time you're like, what's going on in the movie? But then you can reference that whole movie.
I mean,
randomly.
He was very impressed. I sang every word of the Lion King songs yesterday without the music playing in the background. He was like, he was really high.
I was so high and I was lying at a picnic getting serenaded.
I think he started hallucinating as well because he's like, babe, look, that tree looks like the tree from Lion King. He's like, Ma, Savannah. And then I went into like every, and I sang like all the words from the day we arrived on the planet.
Yeah, she didn't miss a beat. And I was just like,
and
baffled.
He was looking at me like, what?
I thought I was doing well, like going like one verse, then maybe the second, and then I like forgot a bit and then kept going, but she was just hitting every note. I was like,
oh, you want to see? I just can't wait to be king. I got that one down too. And he's like, no, you don't. And I just rambled that off. And he's like, but how? I'm like, well, I've seen the movie several hundred times since, you know, it came out in what, 94 or whenever. Mm-hmm. But also when I was in fourth or fifth grade, we did this big production every year called Fame. And one year it was the Lion King theme. So we had rehearsal every day of the Circle of Life. Like that was our like intro song walking in. So I had rehearsals to the same song
did
every day too.
Did you have to sing that song?
Yeah, but it was all of us singing.
Give me your best, like, ah, Savannah. That's
not good.
Listen
here. I'm like, let's not talk about pitch or tone, okay? I'm not a professional.
I'm tone deaf, apparently.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay.
Babe, I've got a good question here.
Okay, who said it?
Somebody. No. NY Thrift, _ Thrift, okay. Do you like the way your boyfriend dresses and his hair?
You know what's funny is
Do you dress him, by the way, or is it all you?
It's all me, baby.
No, you asked me to pick out your clothes sometimes.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I saw you guys had like matching, you were both in white.
But that was totally not planned.
Seriously?
So I just brought that dress because I've finally caught up to everyone else with the COVID weight and I've put some on and I grabbed that red dress and I was like, you know, I haven't worn this in a while. I was like, I'm going to bring a backup just in case. And I'm like, I know the white one fits me. And what's ironic is the white one barely fit me and the red one was perfect. So I just had that extra dress because I wanted a backup dress for dinner. And all of the black ones I have are like really tight. And I was like, I just wasn't feeling that look. So I brought that one. And then I didn't know we were going to a picnic. I had a feeling because he sent me a menu.
I messed this up.
He sent me a menu and was like, hey, can you eat everything on here? Like, because he knows how picky I am. And I was like, I looked up smoked trout roe. And I was like, yeah, that's got to be no. You got to put something else in and substitute for that. And then, but it said like picnic menu. And so I was like, oh, we're doing a picnic? And he's like, no. He's like, that was for the pool because they were sending out snacks. And I was like, oh, because at the pool at the hotel, they did send out snacks. So I was like,
yeah.
They didn't send out any of the other stuff on the menu. But I was like, whatever. So he tricked me for a bit that I didn't think we were going to a picnic. But then that dress ended up being so perfect for a picnic. And he just happened to wear all white. That was not planned whatsoever. But going back to the question, when we first started dating, do you remember what he was wearing when we were at Kaboo? He took his shirt off and gave it to Danielle.
Yes.
So he had this like party shirt on, really, really tight jeans. His butt crack, I remember, was sticking out. And he like, we were in the Uber, me, him, and Danielle. And he like reached up to like turn the radio or something because the person was driving.
Straight crack in the face.
And it was like crack in the face. And I remember Danielle looking at me being like, and I was like, he's still hot, whatever. But I was like, okay, I guess he doesn't wear underwear. So I learned that really early on. And then he always wore these like loafer type of shoes, which I just was like not down with. But I'm like, he's foreign, you know, technically he's foreign. I guess that's just how they dress. And I was like, I remembered earlier that year I went to Australia hoping to find one.
And we all looked good.
And so in the beginning, I was just like, and then what it really was, though, is when we went to football games and he wore his festival outfit to a football game. And I was like, bro, come on. We're at a football game. Put on a jersey, some sportsmanlike.
It was blue.
But it was like he was dressed for like a festival at a sporting event. Naturally, he just started, I think, noticing what like the LA vibe was. And then the next time he came up, he had Vans on and a hoodie. And I was like, I didn't even have to train him. He's just learning himself. And then, it just slowly started getting better and better. But then it's like, now I love the party shirts. And like, I'm like, babe, wear those loafers, like with your skinny jeans. And it's just like, it's such a part of him that I love it. But in the beginning, I've never dated anyone who's dressed like him.
Well, they're straight leg jeans, but they're just skinny.
Well, because he just has legs today.
Yeah, I have no idea like how much effort men do or don't put into getting dressed. It's like a foreign subject to me.
I could do a lot better. And when I do, I'd put in some effort in there. But like recently, COVID's a thing and all that. So I haven't really done anything. Plus, I mean, the boys put on like 15 pounds. So jeans are definitely small.
I'm
officially moved on from the XL category. I can no longer buy an XL shirt. I am double XL. But it's like, it's not a bad thing.
Yeah, it's okay. You got muscles.
Honey, Natalie Louise Griffin would like to know, would you ever write a book about your life?
Absolutely.
Yeah, baby.
I definitely plan on doing that when
what are you gonna call it?
The time is right.
What do you want to title it? The Little Black Book of Pump?
Bootleg Kardashian.
I haven't actually thought about a title yet, but I know, I mean, I have a broadcast journalism degree. I've been a writer my whole life. That's definitely something I will do one day.
How do you feel about the Kardashians ending? Ooh. Are you sad?
But I heard that it's not ending. It's just moving to a different platform. Like it's going to like digital or something. So it might
Netflix
not necessarily. No, that's not true. It might not necessarily be over for good. I don't know if maybe it'll be less of them or whatever, but
I heard Courtney for sure.
I mean, she's been done. Like she hasn't wanted to do it the last couple seasons.
She's never started, let's be honest.
Yeah. But I mean, I love that show. I get a lot of my interview inspo from their looks, you know, bootleg. I'm like, hey, if it looks good in her interviews, it'll probably look good in my interviews. So but just because that show is like the most real reality show there is, talking about the show on the show, like I have such a love for it and I will definitely miss it. I'm sad.
R.I.P.
Is that like because you're in a reality show, that's why you find it so interesting? that they involve like production in that? Or what do you reckon as like a normal fan of the show, do they like that?
What?
Do they like the fourth wall being broken? Does a normal person like that?
I think.
But that's what I'm asking. Like, Jamie's not. Do you like watching the Kardashians and watching the fourth wall get broken? Or you don't really care about production. You just want to see what they're up to. Like,
admittedly, and I'm sorry, Sheena, I don't really pay attention, find right? the Kardashians interesting.
Oh, okay.
But I'm excited to see what's going to take their place.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Hint, hint.
Uh-huh.
Hint, hint. I realized that one.
Save that for a later podcast.
Yeah, we can talk about that later. All right, honey. Well, guess what? We've got some pasta to go get.
Our reservation's in 2 minutes.
Yeah, you're right.
And we got to go. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.
Sheena Shay. Shay FK. Thanks for listening to Shenanigans with Sheena Shay. Download new episodes every week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.